Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Welcome to today's episode. We have a special guest with us, Mr. Michael Walker. Welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me. And like we were telling him, I have to do this.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a signature. I don't know how it became that way, Rudy, but now people expect it when I do an interview or something like this.
Yeah, you got a pretty cool camera set up there with the side view. When you pushed it there, though, it pulled up another screen. I didn't get to see you from the side. So.
Oh, really? Classic. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'll try that one more time. Okay.
There we go. Behind the scenes, there it is.
Wait, I call it the Yak Cam. Literally, the only thing I use it for is just. But that's it.
Awesome, brother. Well, it was great to have you on today. And we met just a couple weeks ago, actually, at the Jeff Walker's Platinum Plus Mastermind. I was a guest of a friend, and you were there with one of your team members as well. And I was really impressed just hearing you over dinner talk about some of the results that you've been producing in your business with your live events, as well as the impact that you've been having on the music industry. And I just knew I had to have you on the show as a guest. So for our audience who maybe are hearing your name for the first time, a few points about Michael. One, he is a musician who went from living in his car to selling millions of CDs and then turning around and creating and founding the company Modern Musician, which has then turned around and helped dozens of musicians create, if not more, several dozen musicians create six-figure incomes, and even several of them create seven-figure incomes with their music practice. I know that's the mission that you're on, is helping empower people in the music industry. And you've done several live events. You've done many virtual events. I think one of our mutual acquaintances, you had like 10,000 people registered for a virtual event at one point. And you have an upcoming hybrid event, I believe in April, which is going to be a virtual plus people in person. So really excited to capture your best practices and what you learned over the years in growing your company. And you have a vision. You have a SaaS that you're launching, and you have a vision of having, I think, like 15 million members and having a $1 billion evaluation. So you are a big thinker, my friend, and I am excited to pick your brain today.
Thanks, man. I appreciate him having me on the podcast. And the feeling is mutual when we connected. You can tell when you meet someone when they're just like thinking at a higher level, or yeah, they got a big heart and they resonate. So yeah, man, excited to connect today.
Yeah. And one more thing I forgot to mention here, I just checked in my notes. You also have your own podcast that made number two in one of the Apple podcast channels for musician interviews. What's the name of your podcast for our audience?
Yeah, it's called the Modern Musician Podcast.
Oh, you make it so easy.
I know. I was like, not very original. Just everything's Modern Musician.
Yeah. So, Michael, let's start off with a little bit about your background and how you got to doing live events. And I know in the interview you shared a little bit about how your primary strategy worked for you to go from living in a car to selling millions of CDs, and that basically incorporated events at some point. Can you maybe get a little bit of that experience and talk to us about what you've done with events in your business?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, so I'm guessing that maybe some of the people who are watching and listening to this right now might be able to relate with this. But when I first started with my band, bands have a form of events, which is live shows. And live shows are like one of the most important things for an artist to be able to build a career, especially back then before we had like the internet in the way that we do now. But one of our biggest issues when we started out was in Vermilion, South Dakota, where we started out from. There wasn't a big market for music shows, and we were really struggling to figure out how to get people to come out to our shows and how to actually get people to the event. And I remember playing a lot of shows for just like our friends and family and trying to figure out how do we actually reach a wider market and be able to tour regionally and nationally and reach more people. And I remember the first tour we ever booked, we were really proud of ourselves for booking the shows, but when we went out to actually play them, many of the shows was like nobody came. It was just like the bartender in the back of the room, or sometimes like there's people in the background that were there, but they weren't there for us. We were like background music. And so that time we were living in our van, sleeping in Walmart parking lots. I remember getting like a big stack of flour tortillas and peanut butter. And that was like breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So we were basically the definition of starving artists. And our biggest breakthrough came when we went out to see one of our favorite bands perform live, and they were called All Time Low, and they were like our idols. And when we got to the show, as we walked up, we realized that there was a massive line of fans that were waiting to get into the show for like hours ahead of the doors. And we thought to ourselves, huh, there's all these people, almost like a captive audience, who are here waiting for the show. And maybe if they're a fan of All Time Low, they might like our music too, because we were hugely influenced by All Time Low. They're like our favorite band. So we thought, if they like their music, maybe they like our music too. And we decided we should introduce ourselves to these people and share some of our songs. And if they like it, maybe they'd be interested in coming to our shows. And so we did that. And I'll admit that, especially back then, that was extremely challenging. Like walking up to strangers and introducing myself, I was kind of a shy, awkward kid back then, and social anxiety. And so like, I remember shaking and stuttering as we walked up to people. But what we found was that those are the exact right people to talk to. They were the 1 in 1,000 fans that actually goes out to shows and spent money to be at the show. And so it worked really well. And it worked so well that we were like, this is like the one thing we've tried that actually is like working. Like, we should go all in on this strategy. So there are 6 of us in the band, and we split up into groups of 2. And we basically followed tours around the country for about 6.5 months. And all we did every day was just walk up to fans waiting in lines for shows, introduce ourselves, share our music. And it wasn't great back then. If you look up The Secret to Dropping Out by Paradise Fears, then you can verify that our music was really pretty bad back then. In fact, we took it offline later because it wasn't nearly as good as like the newer music, but our fans found it and put it back on YouTube. So you can verify how bad it is. But what we found is the connection was the most important thing, building those relationships face to face. And so we sold 24,000 CDs doing that in about 6.5 months. And that was what helped us get our first breakthrough, which was landing a tour with All Time Low. We had millions of fans, and we went from living in our vans to being able to tour for thousands of people at these shows. Ultimately, we grew to release an album that hit number 2 on iTunes and got about 24 million streams. But when I first started my company now, Modern Musician, it was at a time where I was looking to transition from touring full-time to being able to stay at home and start a family. And one of my mentors recommended digging through our career and figuring out like what actually worked for us and what could I teach and help other artists with. And as I was reflecting, I was like, well, tour hacking was like the thing, like living in my van, like starving artist, like selling 24,000 CDs, like this really worked. Also, it was like a comfort zone stretcher because I went from a shy, awkward kid to learning how to face rejection and learn how to sell. And so, long story short, I created a virtual event, and I called it my tour hacking workshop. And I hustled and I implemented a bunch of advice I was learning from mentors, business mentors. I invested a lot of money into learning from and who are smarter than I am. And they recommended that I run ads and kind of do a virtual event. I didn't know what the heck I was doing, but I was just kind of following these instructions. And I got my first like 200 people on my email list. And I was really excited to do this virtual event. I was like, man, we're gonna have like 200 people that are there. It's gonna be awesome. And it was on Zoom. And I did it live, and there were like 2 people that actually showed up live to it. I was like, man, like, why did no one show up? Like, what's wrong with me? But I delivered it. It was a 3-day workshop and taught the strategy. Here's how to choose the right tours. Here's what to say when you walk up to people. Here's how to offer your CDs. And what happened was I took the replays from the virtual event and turned it into an evergreen system with like an email sequence so that people who came in through the ads could watch the replays of the workshop. And over the next year, 32,000 people ended up going through that exact same tour hacking workshop virtually. And that was our first year that really gained traction as a business, grew to our first 6-figure year as a business. And it's an interesting through line, just like kind of recognizing when you start, like, oh, no one came out to my events, whether it was like with live shows with the band or like starting the tour hacking workshop. But there is something about that follow-up or that consistency and leveraging the assets that you're capturing from those virtual events. So a little bit about the foundation of Modern Musician and tour hacking.
That's so awesome, man. From starving artist to selling your own CDs to going on tour, eventually going into business, getting mentorship, being encouraged to do a virtual event, to run some ads, having 200 people registered, excited and only to have two people show up, probably a point where many people would be discouraged and would quit, but you continued on the path, doubled down, and it sounded like you have like 32,000 people who eventually went through that workshop, that virtual event, and led to your first six-figure year in the beginning of Modern Musician that we know about today.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And really, like, when I reflect on it, we were talking about this a little bit kind of in the green room beforehand, but I don't always think of myself as an event business, but it's really like our backbone. It's like what we do. In fact, like hundreds of thousands of artists now have come in directly through our events. And for us, like, it's usually a mixture of these like live virtual events and then turning those live events into an evergreen value delivery mechanism. But it all is around events. And you know, maybe that's just the nature of time space and like everything is like an event, learning how to capture those events and turn them into value, sort of the name of the game.
Yeah, this podcast interview is an event and then it'll get recorded and propagated and shared.
We could go like down to be an interesting philosophical rabbit hole, but like, yeah, it's the events. Like, what is the like the source event? It's like the present moment.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's not like we can have a good fireside chat about that. Wonderful. So you cracked the code on your free event to get people to musicians to come and introduce them to your business and into your products and services. One of the main problems that people face when it comes to their live events is asking the question, how do I fill my live event? That's the number one thing that I hear. Mm. Sounds like you've had tens of thousands of people roll to your events. Can you talk us through what has worked for you when it comes to filling your events?
Mm. Yeah, good question. I mean, I think like kind of the root thing that it needs to be, or else like nothing works, is that your event needs to actually be like relevant and helpful and something that like it needs to promise some sort of outcome or transformation that your audience desires. And so I think for me, like with Modern Musician, this wasn't even my first like business after touring full time. I experimented with like some different ideas, but the reason that Modern Musician is here is because it's part of a greater movement. It's part of a greater need, which is musicians. They have amazing music, but they need a way to actually connect with the right audience and to monetize their music. And so the event, when I really started to focus on, we're going to help you to monetize your music and we're going to help you grow your audience, connect with the right people and be able to take your music instead of like a tree falling in the woods with no one to hear it, like we're actually going to help build a community around it. And I think that the subject matter and the topic was really important. And I think if we were trying to like, I don't know, create an event that was about how to go fly fishing in Antarctica, like no matter how good your marketing is about like fly fishing in Antarctica, look, there's gonna be some people who would be interested in it. So it's like, there's probably something there. But I do think that like figuring out like what is the niche or the audience, like what are the needs and the desires and kind of building the event around that topic, I think that's a important one that was a learning lesson for me and something that I've tried like that don't work is if the foundation is wrong, if I'm not actually serving a core need or fulfilling like a desire from the audience, that's one place that is important. And then in terms of filling the events, if you have that, then you have something people want, then like you need to let people know about it, right? So even if you have something awesome that people want, if no one actually knows about it, if you're not communicating it, then yeah, people aren't going to sign up for it. So I guess what's worked for me is a mixture of different traffic sources. We still do like the same model. I do a live event on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. I have an evergreen event that people can sign up throughout the week, but it's what we call our masterclass. It's kind of like the tour hacking workshop, but we focus more on like the digital marketing aspects of it now and what we call virtual tour hacking. But same kind of idea with the events, and how we fill it is with a mixture of paid traffic where we run ads and we basically let people know, if you are an artist who's looking for XYZ and you're struggling with XYZ, that we created this workshop for you to help you address that. We're going to teach you XYZ. And that's one of the ways that we fill the event on a weekly basis. And we also have partnerships, which are a big part of that. So we have our podcast, which is really an excuse for me to connect with people who are smarter than I am in different areas of the music industry. And also, we try to find people who have an audience of musicians that would also resonate and get value from our workshop. And then if there's the right fit, then we'll figure out like a reciprocating campaign where we share our workshop with their audience and they share a resource with our audience. That's another major growth vehicle for filling the live event is partnerships and people that have an audience of your people. And then one that we don't have a ton of experience in yet, but we're about to do a big launch around, because I think it's the third kind of missing pillar, is organic and social media. I've resisted it because I just don't use social media very often, and I'm kind of worried about it being like a addictive like distraction. So I've like avoided it, but many business owners I talk to, like half of their business comes from organic, and people do like pay attention to organic social media and social proof like pillar. So I think it's important to do it. And now I think it's sort of the right time for us to take everything that we've been building sort of in this little island and share it organically. So I think that's the third way, but come in another year, I'll probably have some insights to share in that world.
Okay. Awesome, man. Thanks for giving us kind of your big picture on that one. And so you have these live events, many of which are masterclasses, but you also have done several multi-day events, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Virtual multi-day events.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. We have a few annual events that have been like an important bigger picture role in the overall company.
Cool. Can you tell us a little bit about those events, like what they're about and how you run those? And yeah, it'd be great to hear.
Yeah.
Outline for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So like most of the things we do, I'd learned a lot of these models from like people who've been doing this for a lot longer than I am or smarter than I am. And I just kind of referenced, I'm like, oh, like how could we do this in our own way? But I think I got this idea from Jeff Walker, who I had attended his events. He does PLF Live. Then he had an event called LaunchCon. And so for us, like we have Modern Musician Live, which is sort of like our big yearly event. That's just all things modern musician. I'm doing a presentation over the course of 3 days. We're going deep into our core frameworks. We also have our Artist of the Year competition, where all of our clients from the past year submit their success stories and case studies, and we choose the number one artist from the year. That's been huge for social proof and just gathering stories and just a cool like movement to connect with the community. So that's Modern Musician Live. And then our second one that's also like huge strategic value to the company is what we call SWM, a Success with Music Summit. This is the one that got 14,000 registrants in 2020. I think that was our peak year because it was 2020 and everything was going virtual. It was actually the number one most attended virtual music conference in 2020. And we were featured by Billboard and a few other companies at that time because the world was online due to COVID. And every year we've had over 10,000 registrants for it. So it continues to be like a major event for us. But that one is more so like a summit style. And this is a great way to start. This is one of the ways that we started, and we built our list from, gosh, I think probably about 1,000 people to 8,000 people with our first ever summit event. And the idea was I made a list of all of the music mentors that had an audience of artists that might be a good fit for like a summit. And I reached out to all of them and did a bunch of follow-ups. And we essentially booked a summit with 8 interviews with some of the leading thought leaders with the music mentor world, and was able to, like, I didn't really have a lot of leverage in terms of like an audience with Modern Musician at that point. So it was really about like the shared leverage of all of the mentors coming together because they knew each other. And they all supported the event and promoted it. And that is a core event that we do yearly that I think for like any company, like finding a way to do an event like that, we were bringing together all your affiliates, all your partners, and doing a big launch is a really powerful engine.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. So the number one most attended music conference in 2020, virtually. That's mm-hmm. a remarkable accolade, man. And that is called Success with Music. Is that right?
Yep, it's called Success with Music. We call it SWM for short.
SWM, nice. And you do that annually. And that was one of your big list builders, bringing people together in a summit type environment to build your list, which is wonderful. And then you've also been doing an annual Modern Musician Live multi-day event, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. And I guess there's a third one too that isn't like a public event, but we have our epic adventure that we do once a year. And it's kind of an excuse just to like go do really fun stuff in exotic locations once a year with our team and our top clients. So you know, we've gone to Costa Rica, Cancun, Puerto Rico, Hawaii. This year we're going to Australia for that event. It's our 5-year anniversary. So we want to do like an ultra epic one. Once a year, we do that for about a week, where we invite our platinum clients to come out and spend a week together doing some sort of adventurous activity mixed with mastermind and networking. That's been a lot of fun as well.
Awesome, man. Very cool. And the event that you have coming up is Modern Musician Live, correct? In April, it's going to be your hybrid event.
Yeah, that's right. We're also launching our software on that one. So that's kind of, that's probably our number one most important event ever that we're going to be hosting.
Wow. A lot on the line here.
Yeah. Yeah. I can feel that good, what's it called? Like eustress approaching, where it's like,
just enough stress to hit you down, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Yes. Let's talk about that one a bit more, because it's coming up. It's probably top of mind for you, I imagine. So you probably have a lot of things to share about that or what you're anticipating. Mm. How many people are you planning to have there at that event?
Mm. Yeah, good question. I think a good target would be between 10 to 15,000.
Okay.
Registrants. As you know, attendees versus registrants can be a widely different thing, especially in today's industry where getting like a show up rate for like a webinar or a live event can be a challenge.
Yeah, so I assume it's a free registration for that event.
Yep. So how we're doing this one is we're doing it virtual, what we call like virtual first. So historically, this is our like sixth year doing it, and it's always been virtual only. But this year we have a studio that we built in Orlando, and it's a lot of fun. We have one of our clients downstairs right now that one of our top clients are called First to 11, and they have over 690 million views on their YouTube channel. And we've had about a dozen artists that are kind of at this like high level here, kind of going through the studio. And it's been magic kind of having the space here for that. This will be the first time we do an event where we get a bunch of different artists to come in at the same time. So because we have the space, we're like, we should do that virtual event, but have like an in-person component so that those clients can all come together at the same time. And we can still broadcast it virtually, but have in-person exercises and breakouts and breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And after the virtual event, we have 2 days for just pure mastermind groups too. So in-person collaborations and mastermind networking. So that's the idea with this upcoming one.
Nice. What would be your best guess as to how many people you'll have attend in those 3 days?
Mm. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, this is probably something that I should sit down and like set some tangible, defined goals. My biggest goal for this is just to have a successful launch of our software. Okay. So I'm not as attached to this one. Like, we have a pretty good like revenue system. I'm not like, we don't have any like strong attachments. Like, we need to generate X amount of revenue with Modern Musician Live. Also, like, we have about 160,000 musicians now on our email list. So I feel like in terms of like, you know, generating like more leads from it, it's not necessarily the primary function. Primary function is just to like have a successful launch of the platform. And you heard my story too about like, I don't know, we had like 2 people attend the first one and then turn that into like an engine or like a system that could keep growing. So I kind of look at it like that, where it's like, we're going to do our best to make it awesome and we're going to invite as many people as possible. But like, I kind of see the real value in it for the long tail. But it's a good question still. Like, I really should like figure out a defined goal. Based on what we've done in the past, I would hope that we get at least 300 to 400 people who are live, like in the Zoom room. It'd be pretty sweet if we get closer to like 500 to 1,000. Anything above 1,000 would be like really sweet. So yeah, I would say in that ballpark, probably where we'll end up is like somewhere in the 400 to 500 who are like there live on Zoom. Lots more people who, you kind of come and go like throughout the event, but that's roughly the ballpark that I would expect.
Awesome. Yeah, just some good targets to aim for. And you said a contingent live audience is there as well. How big do you intend your live audience to be, or maybe restrictions on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have a cap of 100 people that we can have total. So we are sending out the RSVP link to it to our clients on Friday, shortly followed by the prospect link so people can come as well. So I guess we'll see. I mean, it'd be sweet if we could cap out that room. But yeah, I would say anywhere between 30 to 100 likely for that in-person component.
Okay, great, man. It's not strong. So 30 to 100 people and then another 300 to 400, 500 people online.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. And so you're going to be rolling out your software program, and you also have a mastermind and 100K offering that we were talking about at dinner. One of the greatest challenges that people face at their event is People get to the event, they get super inspired or super excited and motivated, but they'll leave the event without getting additional support, and then life gets in the way. That's why sometimes there are mastermind programs, there are coaching programs, there are software systems to keep people supported beyond the event. And I'm curious to hear your approach to enrolling people into continuing that journey with you in your mastermind program and any other services that you may offer at your events.
100%. Yeah. Events are definitely like a magical time to kind of unlock possibilities and get clear on like goals. But then you're right, without the accountability and like the actual support and the day-to-day, like taking the steps, they can just be like an inspiring time that leads to nothing. So for us, our core program is a Done With You coaching program. It's a 12-week, we call it the Gold Artist Academy. And it's like, you have two different phases, like a launch phase and a mastery phase. So the 12 weeks is like every week we have a one-on-one session with the outcome being by the end of the 12 weeks, they've launched an advertising system and a funnel to grow their fan base while they're sleeping and to actually be able to make a sustainable income with their music. And so that's a very like defined outcome. And we have the sessions like in step-by-step breakdown, like in the portal. And even if people, I don't know, like life gets in the way, if they show up for those coaching calls with our team, we can drag them like kicking and screaming. So like if they go through, like they will end with having launched their system successfully. So that's been sort of our sweet spot, is like that Done With You coaching with the clearly defined sessions for the 12 weeks. So that's going to be kind of our core offer that we're positioning. It's really like the 12-week launch system. This is going to be a unique launch because for the first time, we're also opening up different support options aside from just the Done With You. We do have like clients who've requested like over the years that we've been doing this, is there any way that your team can help handle more of the logistics of like setting up the ads and running the campaigns and optimizing them? And make it so that I don't have to kind of go along and do the work in the portal. And a lot of people, yeah, they're okay with like doing the Done With You and getting like the support, but doing most of it themselves. But we wanted to have more options, including like Done For You support. That's where our Diamond offer. We've been testing out the waters leading up to the live event. And we just had our first Done For You client that was just here a few days ago. It was amazing. We just recorded all of his music videos, all of his like mini documentary series for his songs, his sales video for his, what we call his diamond offer. That's like a high ticket offer for musicians. It was awesome. It was really, really cool. And I was just imagining like how much time and effort like that would take him for him to try to do it on his own. It's something that I think we can really bring to the table for those people who really value their time more than their money. Vice versa, we have artists that would struggle to afford our Done With You program, which is a $5,000 coaching program. So for those people, we also want to have options that are do-it-yourself without the coaching calls so that people can just go along with the training videos. And if they follow along with the training videos, by the end of the 12 weeks, they'll launch their system successfully. And so this is the first year that we're kind of launching the software platform as well as the mentorship. So really like the core call to action for us is going to be to submit a survey where we can understand what level they're at, what their budget is for their ads, because that's going to dictate which tier is right for them. If they are looking to do a $100,000 launch, then that's going to merit them working with our team, for example, versus if they are just starting out and they're looking to just test the waters, then it might not make sense for them to do a 5K or $100,000 launch. So yeah, different, obviously like different businesses, different offers. But for us, the core sales mechanism is going to be that qualifying survey. And based on where they're at, if it seems like they might be a good fit for the higher levels of support, which essentially is like, I don't know, like the more someone invests into their music, the more likely it is that they're going to show up and that they're committed, that they're going to like get the results. That's just sort of like the bottom line is people, of course, someone's going to be way more likely to be successful with their music if they come to our studio and we're doing like all this for them. Like that's just, it's a given versus if they're like doing it on their own and they don't have the accountability or the support. So yeah, the idea is that we wanted to make things more accessible. So if someone really has that perseverance and are dedicated and they're that one in a million like artist to like really go for it, then we don't want finances to be a limiting factor. But if someone is willing to invest the resources, and they can, into giving themselves the best odds of success, then we also want to do what we can to support them as much as possible. And so those are some of the offers that we'll be launching at Modern Musician Live. And some of it will be like for the first time ever that we've done a public launch for it. So wish me luck. We'll see what happens.
Good luck, man. You got it. Yeah. Thanks. I look forward to hearing what happens, seeing what happens at your upcoming event. So we're approaching here the top of the hour, and I want to make sure to promise you would keep this just under the hour. But as we wrap up here, what would be some final words of advice you would give to someone listening to this who is maybe already running a live event and they have a high-end mastermind program on the back end and they want to have a profitable and impactful live event? Like, what have you learned? Like, what any final words, anything you haven't covered yet that you think would be helpful?
Yeah, I think if I had like one piece of advice, one recommendation, would just be to, I don't know, like this might seem kind of generic, but just like to persevere and just keep showing up. Like, I can't tell you how many times I tried something and it just didn't work. And if I had given up or if I hadn't adapted or learned from it, then we wouldn't be here right now. And I'm sure 5 years from now, I'll look back and I'll be like, if I just kept doing things the way that I had been doing, if I hadn't like ever given myself the space to like try and then fail and sometimes look stupid while doing it, then I probably wouldn't have been able to do anything. And so I would just encourage anyone to like really go for it, to get clear on like what's important to you. And then just don't be afraid to like show up and own where you're at. And you don't have to try to, I don't know, try to be someone that you're not, or try to like make a certain kind of impression. Like, if you just show up and you genuinely focus on like, how can I serve at the greatest level, then I think people can generally feel that. And you can adapt, you can learn. But the biggest thing I see holding people back is generally that they're not really going for it, or they're kind of afraid of putting their neck out or showing up or just doing the work or putting themselves out there because they're afraid that they're going to fail or it's not going to work. And the fact is, you're probably right. Like, it's probably not going to work, or like most of the things you're going to try are going to like, are actually going to fail. But unless you're willing to do that and kind of learn from it, then you're not going to be able to have that successful outcome in the first place. So I'll just encourage you to go for it and don't be attached to the outcome. Do your best to be successful, but also like use it as an experiment and see what happens after you do it so that you can adapt and grow from there.
Awesome. Keep going. I'm here to say, just keep going. But yeah.
Thank you, Nimi. He's awesome.
One of my favorite songs, man. A great way to talk to each other. Thank you.
It is a great song. I mean, masterpiece.
Awesome, my friend. So for audience tuning in here, we're going to be including links to A Modern Musician as well as their upcoming events here near the recording somewhere. So go check out Michael. If you're a musician or someone is a musician that wants to keep going, grow their business, grow their practice, check out Modern Musician, go to check out their event. Michael, this has been an awesome interview. Really appreciate having you on today.
Thanks for having me, man. This is a lot of fun.
Absolutely, my friend. Look forward to the next time.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.